You know, you go in there, you color your little circle, and you stick it in the machine, and you're done.
And you hope for the
However,
best.
There was a lot of people running on their own. There's like three or four people in Rensselaer County not have no competition that's against them.
Do you think that's a good thing?
No, that's not good, because we won't get change. And we need change.
Thank you.
All right.
What did you think of the whole voting process today?
Very good, very good.
With WOC, which is the local radio station, I just wanted to know if you had a comment about this recent election or the voting process, or are you pleased to be voting today?
Oh, well, I vote every year ever since I turned 21.
Good for you. Yeah.
I think that people should show identification. I think that I have to show identification for everything else. And to not have to show identification to vote for anybody is just ludicrous.
Hi, did you vote?
Yes.
Could I just ask if you have a comment about your vote today?
I don't have a comment. I hope it matters. Whoever wins, I hope they don't win by a lot, honestly.
Why is that?
Because maybe if people are scared for their jobs, they'll do something different.
I'm very glad I voted. And it's good to see young people voting, too, so... Voting is a right, a privilege, and it's important.
I can't agree more with that. It's so important to cast your vote, because you never know.
I'm a Democrat. Not voting for Democrat today.
No, why is that?
I don't believe the mayor raised taxes too much. But downtown looks great. But we need roads fixed out here, too, not just downtown. So, and we're short a lot of police officers. So, and that came from my neighbor, who's the community watch program leader. President, so she said Troy's down like seven police officers, so I don't know.
What do you hope the outcome of the election is?
The only outcome I want of the election is for more people to vote, so whatever happens then, happens then.
Thank you.
You're welcome, thank you.
Would you like to tell WOC how you feel about this election?
I'm hoping it's going to make a better Troy.
And what would a better Troy be for you?
More police on the beat so we can get rid of these vandals that is going on with all the shootings and everything going on. Hopefully it will be better.
I live in Troy, have done for more than 30 years, and one of the things I find very disappointing about this election is that there were no early polling places open in Troy. That for people in the city who don't have transportation, it then became impossible to vote early. And I think that's a tremendous injustice. And if we're going to have early voting in the state, then it should be accessible for people everywhere.
How do you feel about this location, Knickerbocker Arena?
I think it's kind of ridiculous. There's not a sign to how to get here. As I said, I've lived in Troy for more than 30 years, and we've been voting here. We used to vote at school too, which was we could walk to from our home. To get here, I get lost every time I come. There is no signage. There's nothing that says polling place this way. It feels like Rensselaer County and Troy want to make it very hard for people to vote. I think that's what this place does.
How do you feel about this election?
I think that it's been a good turnout so far, and I hope to see more people. And I've seen a lot of young people, which is great. That's my favorite, because that's the future. And the more young people are involved, typically the more change comes about. So, and the city could use some change. It's good to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
How do you feel about this location?
This location is busier than I expected, but it seems to be a little tough for some people to get here. It's not quite on like a bus route, so we're seeing maybe a few less people from some districts than others. But otherwise, it's pretty centrally located, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Do you want to just give a few thoughts on this election?
I'll be glad when it's over. And I pray that everybody pray before they went in there to pray for these candidates, because you want the right person to do the right job, to do the right things. You just don't want people just to go in there for notoriety, you know, say one thing and then turn around and come out with a power trip on the other side. Mm-hmm. You don't want that. You want somebody who's gonna have the communities in this city looking towards the future and not looking in the past. Because right now, you have too much things that's been said during this debate and everything. Everything was at a past tense state. We all know what happened. We all know what can't happen, but the thing is, we all want to see something different to happen. We don't have that right now. Right now, we have chaos. We have division. We have spiteful words, and there's nothing that's really constructive. Nothing really constructive about this whole thing. We just want to know that and be able to sleep at night and knowing that whoever is in charge of certain departments in this city and districts are capable enough to do their job, capable enough to get out and go out here and talk to the people when the people are hurting. Go out there to reassure them that things can get better if we all can work together. Because that's the main thing, is really working together. You can have the office and the money, but you got to come out here and work together with the communities.
I don't know. I vote, but it's just, you know.
You said after the recording?
That I heard. It's all over. I work for the county.
Which recording are you referring to?
Of the county exec and the other guy there, Real.
The one with McLaughlin?
Yeah. I didn't know who the other guys were, only Real. I don't know who the other guys that he was talking before McLaughlin came in on it. Nothing's much probably going to happen from it. That's too bad, but. I just joke, and I can't leave without a joke. I said, "Am I all right? Am I safe in here?" Because you know, they said it's cutthroat politics and it's rough, and you know.
We still came to vote. Why is that?
Yeah, I don't know. Because I guess one person in our household votes, and it's me. But I voted since I was 18. That's why. Because it's your right to vote. Because.
Are you hopeful about the outcome?
I think they just made the Democrat, the mayor, gonna win. I think they made him win by that. I think. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not too knowledgeable about politics, but I think I wanted the guy they were pushing on the tape for. I still voted for him, but before that, before I heard that, I feel the mayor now hasn't done much. I live in the burg. I don't know where they say crime is down. I don't know if they live in Clifton Park. There's murders up where I live all the time. There's murders. There was a bank robbery. One week, there was a bank robbery or murder. No, it's just, crime isn't down, you know. And then the streets are dirty, potholes. I grew up in South Troy, and it's 2 years without pools. If I didn't have that pool when I was a kid, we'd have been in a lot of trouble because we lived in that pool all day.